Good morning, I'm Kevin Vance. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2020. It is the 50th day of the year. 316 days remain till the end of the year. 29 days until spring begins, 13 days until Super Tuesday, and 258 days until presidential elections. The sun rises at 6:54 this morning, the sunset at 5:54. We have 11 hours of daylight to play in today. Solar transit at 12:24. First low tide was at 2:03 this morning, next low tide at 3:08 this afternoon. The first high tide will be at 8:04 this morning, and the final high tide at the Golden Gate at 10:18 tonight. The moon is currently 15.5% visible. A waning crescent moon will have a new moon on Sunday, the 23rd. Today is International Tug of War Day, Iwo Jima Day, National Chocolate Mint Day, National Lash Day, National Vet Girls Rock Day. It's also Armed Forces Day in Mexico, Brancusi Day in Romania, commemoration of Vasilevsky in Bulgaria, Flag Day in Turkmenistan, and Shivaji Jayanti in Maharashtra, India. On this day in Black history, on this day in 1919, the first Pan-African Congress meeting is held. 1940, legendary singer Smokey Robinson was born. 1942, the Tuskegee Airmen were initiated. 1992, director John Singleton became the first Black nominated for the Academy Award for Best Director and Best Screenplay for the movie Boys in the Hood. And on this day in 2002, Vannetta Flowers became the first Black gold medalist in the Winter Olympics game for the two-person bobsled event. Much more up on KLW.org. It's the KLW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@klw.org. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today. The cheese pizza, the turkey pepperoni pizza, the sesame chicken wrap, and the sliced cucumbers with ranch. That'll be in the elementary schools. Middle and high schoolers can also have the bean and cheese pupusa, the barbecue chicken and cornbread, the yogurt parfait, Susie's spicy lime slaw, and the roasted butternut squash. That is what's for lunch today in San Francisco schools. Thought you'd like to know. More BBC News later this hour with Top Line at 8:42, BBC News Hour later today at 2 o'clock. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of state news stories. California's Governor Gavin Newsom is addressing the state's most pressing problems in his second State of the State speech later this morning. One of the many things he may call for will be a better mental health care to help people, the state's huge homeless population. The number of people living on California streets has jumped 16% last year. The governor's ideas would involve not just mental well-being for California's most vulnerable, but also related physical challenges such as drug and alcohol abuse or poor diet and exercise. Newsom's State of the State address is set for mid-morning today in the ornate Assembly Chambers in Sacramento. California homeowners that meet a new safety standard would be guaranteed fire insurance coverage under an assembly bill that was introduced yesterday, a new law proposed by state lawmakers and the California State Insurance Commissioner. Hopes to provide relief for homeowners in high-risk fire areas who are being rejected for coverage. The bill would set new fire hardening standards for homes and require insurers to offer financial incentives for safety upgrades. The home insurance industry says devastating fires have jeopardized their profitability and capability to provide coverage. It has led to a spike in companies not renewing policies. State officials say more than 1.5 million people have bought health insurance through a taxpayer-funded marketplace such as Covered California. That's a 1.6% increase over last year's enrollment, the first increase after 3 years of decline. The increase comes after state lawmakers passed a law requiring people without health insurance to pay a tax. State officials also announced a special enrollment period, which will begin Wednesday and run through April 30th. To be eligible, people must check a box on a form that says they didn't know about the new tax for not having health insurance. The Cross Currents Morning Report is coming up later this hour. More local news at 4:04 this afternoon and a full half hour of Cross Currents later today at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance.